Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is the latest comic drama from Woody Allen, and it's called Cafe Society.
You mentioned Woody Allen, and the place gets packed. And my audience was packed the night I saw it.
Well, this is a throwback, and it's a rose-colored glasses look at old Hollywood, but it's also a romance between a displaced New Yorker and a young girl who's trying to make it in Hollywood.
I just loved it, and I wasn't expecting to because I wasn't a fan of the main actor, but he's a Woody Allen type.
And Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes, and the great Woody Allen narrated during certain scenes. I loved the amber lighting and the atmosphere. Movie buffs are going to love this film.
Steve Carell plays a big-time Hollywood agent who's having an affair with Kristen Stewart, who is the same girl that Jesse Eisenberg's character is in love with, so naturally complications arise. I think the real strength of this movie is establishing the atmosphere of old Hollywood, but at the same time, I think the movie drug a little bit.
Really?
And it just didn't quite maintain the pace necessary for it to be completely successful.
Well, I was engrossed, and I love the film clips from 1930s and 1940s films, and I just thought it was a treat. I thought it was very stylish, good plot. The actress, Parker Posey, I thought she was wasted.
One thing that Woody Allen does, he assembles a great cast.
He does.
He's certainly done it here, and when you have a big cast, you don't always have enough for all of them to do.
Well, that's true. But I was hoping when I saw she was on the playlist that there would be something she would do that's typical, but not so.
Likeable but not great Woody Allen movie.
I loved it.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.